So Jacques, new competition, clean slate this Friday night.
Yeah, I think our squad is pretty keen and excited to move on to a new format. Obviously, the last few Fora games didn't go as planned. But like I said, normally when we get to this, some of the other guys are very excited to get back to the T20 format.
Yeah, it's been two quarterfinals in the last 3 years and a narrow miss in the other year. So how optimistic are you this year?
Very optimistic. I think from a team perspective, we've got Chris Cook back. Obviously, I haven't signed an overseas professional, but I think Marchand almost fulfills that role with us. He comes in with quite a lot of experience as well, and he's quite a destructive bowler. But I must say, I like the way we set up as a batting lineup this year. We've got good balance. Some young Welsh guys coming into the team as well, so I think it's a good opportunity for them.
How difficult is it to get that balance right in terms of the batting lineup? Because it's a bit of a fine art, isn't it? And sometimes you have to juggle things around while the game's going on.
I think if we're honest, last year we got a little bit exposed with Cookie being injured. He's a big player for us, but fortunately he's back this year. So I think if you can still have recognised batters in number 7 and 8, it means the way the guys play up front can be a little bit more with freedom as opposed to being more circumspect. So that's a bonus for us this year.
And can Colin Ingram repeat his heroics of last season in the competition, do you think, 502 runs?
He's a pretty consistent bloke, so I'm expecting nothing less as a captain. But he's been a big player for us. I must say he's been looking forward to this format for quite some time. And hopefully he can replicate the last year.
And what's the balance you look to strike in this competition between having the big names, the Ingrams and the DeLangers and yourself with international experience, and giving some of the younger Welsh lads the exposure that they need to develop as well?
I mentioned it earlier, I think it's very important for the club to bring the young Welsh players through. Niron Donald's always been someone who's a great prospect when it comes to the T20 format. We're going to see the likes of David Lloyd, Kieran Carlson, Andrew Salter quite involved with us this year. So I think playing amongst the group of senior players who's got some international experience, and like even like someone like myself, who've played quite a few years, I feed quite a lot from what I get from Colin. So I think in general, there's a good equilibrium, if I can call it that way, for the young guys to learn from.
And the emotions for yourself going into your last few months as a pro cricketer and making plans for the future?
Yeah, well, it's obviously a big thing for me finishing off my career, but I think it also gives me a little bit more reason to finish off on a high. I'm still fairly fit and I can run around a little bit, but hopefully with the batting I can play a big part in our success this year.
And so, Jacques, thanks very much indeed.